Dr. Schneer dictated a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Serenity Kaysen, C-A-I-S-O-N. This goes to Mary Crichton, FNP. On 5-5-22, Mrs. Kaysen performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity. Period. And paragraph impression normal study. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Serenity Kaysen. This goes to Mary Crichton, FNP. On 5-5-22, Mrs. Kaysen performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 392 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 97%, period. And paragraph impression mild, exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Sylvia Keegan, K-E-E-G-A-N. This goes to Dr. Jessica Bocook on 5-5-22. Mrs. Keegan performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity noted, period. In paragraph impression normal study. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Adam West. This goes to Dr. Hall. On 5-5-22, Mr. West performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 9-7-21, there's been a slight deterioration, period. New paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Susan Ahern. This goes to Dr. Curry Partis. On 5-4-22, Mrs. Ahern performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction, period. There was poor effort after bronchodilators. And compared to a prior study dated 11-2-21, there's been no significant change, period. The paragraph impression, normal study with poor effort after bronchodilators. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Eddie Davis. This goes to Dr. Hiltz. On 5-4-22, Mr. Davis performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was a complete reversibility of the patient's airways obstruction, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of reduction of forced vital capacity. The paragraph impression, minimal restriction with moderate reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S, Burgess, B-U-R-G-E-S-S. This goes to the VA on 5-4-22. Mr. Burgess performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction. Period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility. New paragraph, compared to a prior study dated 6-8-21, there's been an improvement, period. New paragraph impression. Mild reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma showing improvement, period. Thank you.